Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, God bless you, and thanks for tuning in. This will be a short podcast, and I do apologize right up front as we get busier and summer is arriving here in Florida. There's just so much stuff going on. I promise you, after the month of March, we will get back on track as far as regular podcasts go. And as far as regular schedule, the weekly schedule, we'll be back on track. So I just want to apologize to all the listeners out there and say God bless you for hanging in there with me. Today I want to talk about, folks, something very controversial. Like I said, this will be kind of a short podcast. Thank you all for listening. The topic I want to bring up is something that's going to really, really make people think. I've tried to do this my whole entire life. My father was a thinker. He is a very brilliant man. And I was blessed to have maybe a couple of his genes, not all, but maybe a couple of his genes through birth. And I just want to bring up something that has been bothering me for a while. And it seems to always continue. This has been going on probably 50, 75, maybe even close to maybe 80 years or more. I believe that it has. It's been going on a long, long time that we know of. And that's, I want to talk to you about Israel. Israel is our ally, our staunch ally in the Middle East. They're the only ally there that is reliable and dependable. But there are some things that we really have to look at. And again, this is going to be very controversial. Most people won't agree with me, and that's perfectly fine. We have to look at several things, folks. The people of Israel, you have to understand, and I've been following this for a while now, the people of Israel, for the most part, I think they have just under 7 million or 8 million people in the whole entire country of Israel. So they're a very small, tiny country surrounded by all these other hostile Arab countries, and they're right in the middle. And Israel has roughly about 7 million people. We, the United States, even though they are an independent country, we, the United States, have been supporting Israel for years and years and years. And this goes back decades and decades. We're having problems in this country, folks. we're having problems such as we can't even feed our homeless. We have starving people in this country. Yet, though, when it comes to military aid, we're shipping billions and billions and billions of dollars over to Israel. And I'm not saying we shouldn't help them. We should continue to help them. But we have to have a perspective, this is my key, a perspective as to what we need to do and be able to take care of some of the people on our own here, of our very own here in the United States. That's not happening. We are broke in this country. Inflation is high under this crazy president, Joe Biden. Things are going to, excuse me, as the old term would say, or the old term is, things are going to hell in a handbasket here. We need Jesus Christ to come yesterday. He's on his way. He'll be coming soon. But in the meantime, we just have to stay strong and hold out. So my point is, back to Israel, is we need to have a balance. We still need to be able to help out our ally, but we can't starve our own people in this country. And that's what these elitist people, not the good people of Israel, but the elitist government, the Netanyahus and all the people who have been governments that have ran the government over there in Israel for years and years and years and years, seems like decades and decades and decades. We have to have a balance. We have to tell Israel sometimes, no, I'm sorry, that's not in the budget. We can only do this. They request billions of dollars, and we blindly, i.e., we, the taxpayer, i.e., the government, takes our money, and we send it over there. I'm not for, and I can just say this, I'm not for killing 30,000 Palestinians. Yeah, I know they're bombing folks. I'm not going to get into that. I know what's going on. I'm following it. But again, this was all created in order for Israel to take more land. And people don't understand that. You have to understand what's going on here. The Israeli government, and again, folks, I stress, not the good people of Israel, but the Israeli government is running the government for themselves to enrich themselves and empower themselves and empower the empower structure. They are elitist. Most of the people, the richest people in the world, are what? They're Israelis. And again, I'm not trying to put people down. I'm simply bringing it to your attention that most people aren't even aware. They don't have a clue as to what is going on in the world, who runs the world. Satan has let elite people that are very, very, very rich, some of them in a Jewish bloodline, become extremely wealthy, not times billions, but times trillions of dollars. And you have to understand, you know, like the Rothschilds family and the Rockefeller family, these families essentially control the world, and there's a couple others. And you have to understand really what's going on, folks. And so we have to take care of our own here before we go send billions of dollars abroad. That's all I'm saying. We must take care of our own people here in the United States. And again, I love the people of Israel. I don't care for the government. I don't. Because what I see is going on, what I see, and again, I'm not just sticking up for the Palestinians. It's not like that. I know that they've been bombing Israel, but the deeper I dig, folks, I just got to tell you, God help us all. The deeper I dig on this subject and on many subjects as I do, it becomes a rabbit hole, one way that you cannot escape from. It becomes a deep, deep rabbit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Rabbit hole that turns into a sewer. There's so much stuff going on in the world that 99.999% of people in the world are totally oblivious. They're oblivious because they don't want it to, they don't want to see. They automatically assume just because you have the white and blue flag with the star, and that's the Israeli flag, all of a sudden, yeah, they're always the good guys, always the good guys. No, no, that's all the way through biblical history. That's not true. Even King David even turned away from God for a little while in the Bible, but he came back and God forgave him. That's biblical. And again, I can't stress enough, the people of Israel, the ordinary citizens of Israel are okay. It's just the government is corrupt, just like it is here, folks. And you have to understand that. And my beef right now is that we're poor enough in the United States. We have millions and millions and millions of people here in the United States, you know, 20, 30, 40 million or more that are suffering, more like probably 75 million now, but that are suffering below poverty and struggling here just to be able to live, just to be able to eat, just to be able to survive. That's what you got to understand, folks. Just to be able to survive. And we can't do it. Again, why? Because our stupid government that's owned by Israel, there's tons and tons and tons of Jewish elites even in the government. And they've said it before, Nancy Pelosi, all kinds of people have said it before, Republicans, Democrats, doesn't matter. If the U.S. collapses, we'll still support Israel. Where is the common sense in that? There is no common sense. A country, cannot collapse, folks. If when they collapse, you cannot continue to support other countries. That's it. You must take care of your own. And I know it says in the Bible that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. That's very true. But God also realizes, more than me, God sees everything. God sees every little teeny thing, every mistake, every sin I make, you make. God sees everything. God sees what's going on in Israel. God sees our corrupt government. Our corrupt government's bought and paid for. There's no difference between Democrat and Republican. They're all working for the same master. They're all working for Lucifer. They're all working for the devil. When they come to office, listen, when they come to office and they're elected either in the House or the Senate, and a lot of this is, I'm talking about the Senate because they're 6-year term where the House is, they're up for, renewal every 2 years. These people don't have jack squat. After 2, 3, 4 years, they become millionaires. And you have to understand the Jewish lobbyist, and the people, the elites of the world, and especially most of them are Jews, own America. They own America. They own Congress. They own everything. And so as I conclude this podcast, folks, we need to pray for Israel and stop the violence. I know they don't believe it. I'm just going to say it. They'll acknowledge, but they don't really believe in Jesus Christ. And all I could say is I pray for those people. God help those people in Israel, because they do believe in God, but they won't acknowledge Jesus Christ. A lot of people don't believe in that. You have to look in the Torah, you know, and different things like that to understand what I'm talking about. They do not believe in Jesus Christ. God help those people over there in the name of Jesus. We need to pray for the Jewish people. Stop the war over there. Stop it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that they stop the war. Quit slaughtering innocent civilians over there in Palestine. And yeah, I'm not saying that everything they do is wrong. I'm not saying that either. We just have to recognize what is going on, acknowledge what is going on, and try to stop it and try to fix it and have a resolution right away. God does not want this through Jesus Christ. God does not want this. He does not want war. He does not want bloodshed. He does not want violence. All of these, you can look it up in the Bible. What does it say in the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not kill. Boom. Thou shalt not kill. I can't be any more clear than that. What do you think's going on in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine? They're killing each other. That needs to stop now. Folks, I hope you thought about this. I hope you're listening to this podcast. I love you all. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for tuning in. Again, you can either agree or disagree. Drop a comment down below if you like. I love you all. I just wanted to cover this because this is what's going on over there. There's so much craziness going on over there. The ordinary American has no clue. We're totally blinded by the media. We're blinded by the light. We're self-absorbed here in America. And folks, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and asked Jesus to come into your life, if you've not accepted Jesus Christ, I beg you and I pray that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior right now, and you acknowledge Him and ask Him to come into your heart and acknowledge that He died on the cross at Calvary to wash your sins away for all of mankind, and just accept Jesus Christ. And if you do that, you are saved. If you acknowledge that and you are saved, and find a good church, find a good Christian church that preaches the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's known as the Trinity in the Bible, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I pray you get into a good Christian church, and I pray you get a hold of a good Christian Bible. King James, some of the older King James versions are okay. Just get a hold of a Holy Bible, get into church, start worshiping God and Jesus Christ. That's all I ask, folks. Please, please do that. The time is near. We've all made mistakes. We've all sinned. I'll be the first one to say on this podcast, I make mistakes every day, and I ask God for forgiveness, and I ask God to watch over you and protect you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray and I thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Bye for now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.